Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is calm, with clear skies, providing a serene backdrop to the ongoing events in the region. Temperatures are mild, making it pleasant for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Mariv, the UAE conducted military strikes in Iran, including an attack on a refinery on Lavan Island, reported 3 hours ago. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the UAE secretly carried out these strikes earlier this year, and the Knesset has passed a bill to ban police from using skunk liquid. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu, speaking on 60 Minutes, stated that the conflict with Hezbollah should be seen as distinct from the broader war with Iran. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reflects on the power of propaganda, citing Goebbels, and questions if we have learned from history. And finally, the Forward reports on Netanyahu's remarks regarding Hezbollah and Iran, emphasizing the importance of separating these conflicts. Here's what people are saying online. Monica Marks, a Middle East analyst, posting just minutes ago, discusses the new normal in the Gulf, with Iran and its allies gaining power, describing it as a significant U.S. defeat. Bassam Ed, a human rights activist, notes earlier today that the October 2025 ceasefire called for Hamas to disarm, yet they continue to prepare for future attacks on Israel. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, reminds us of the execution of Iranian Jewish leader Habib Elghanian, urging American Jews to be vigilant against Islamist influences. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UAE's military actions, the Wall Street Journal reported that Abu Dhabi targeted Iran, including a refinery on Lavan Island. This strike, which took place earlier this year, marks a significant escalation in regional tensions. The move could impact diplomatic relations between the Gulf states and Iran. Turning to Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes, he emphasized that Israel's battle with Hezbollah should not be conflated with its broader strategy against Iran. This distinction could influence how international allies perceive Israel's military priorities. It reflects Israel's nuanced approach to regional security threats. Meanwhile, the Australian Jewish News reminds us of the historical lessons from Goebbels' use of propaganda. The article warns against repeating past mistakes. This serves as a cautionary tale for today's media and political landscape, urging awareness and critical thinking. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Yoni Hantis, CEO of Doral, highlighted Israel's connection to renewable energy at a recent conference, noting the growing energy demands of AI technologies. Separately, Mariv Business reveals that Raviv Zoller has been appointed chairman of the Insurance Tower. This decision concludes a significant saga in the Israeli financial sector. And finally, Globes reports that Norway has decided to purchase Rafael's trophy protection system. This Israeli-developed technology is already in use on military vehicles worldwide, boosting Israel's defense exports. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.